This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Live from the Palatial Yet Not Overly Ostentatious Studios is WFAN here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Sunday edition of Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan on this Labor Day weekend. Hope everyone is having a fun but also a safe Labor Day weekend. 888-808-1019 is the number to jump on in. That's 888-808-1019. And you could always give a little interaction on the good old cesspool of Twitter or on Instagram, or I'm always straight flexing at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We will get to the football. We'll have two football guests join us along the way. Charles Davis does a great job for CBS. He'll join us in an hour from now at 7 p.m. And then at 8:20, we'll talk about both the New York Giants and the New York Jets as they get ready to embark on their 2025 campaign with Ryan Dunleavy, who does cover, obviously, football here locally in New York. But we got to start with the baseball. And I'm at a point with the Mets because this summer has been a disaster. This summer has been miserable. This summer, the Met fan has been sitting there waiting and wishing and hoping and begging and imploring, however you want to say it, for a moment where momentum is going to turn and for a team that at one point, and it's tough to even believe, that this team, this pathetic, lifeless, insipid team, was at one point 21 games over 500. 21 games over 500. I don't know what happened to that team, but as we sit here on the final day of August, as the calendar gets ready to flip, and tomorrow is September 1st, I have no optimism for this team. And this was the last straw that broke the camel's back. And I'm talking to the most positive Mets fans in the world. If you are the most positive Met fan in the world, after this weekend, what's the bull junk that you got to sell me on? What's the hogwash that you got to sell me on? I want to see this team win. I entered this season with great optimism, getting Juan Soto off the magical run, the fun, awesome run of a year ago where they lost to the Dodgers in six games, and you had the Pete Alonso home run up against the Brewers. Before that, the Lindor home run up against the Braves. Like that team, where they beat the Phillies, they beat the Brewers, and then they lost to the Dodgers, that set up what was supposed to be such a special season. And you get Juan Soto in the offseason, and there was so much of a palpable buzz. It was exciting. It was fun. It was awesome. And I say this as a Met fan, and maybe I should have known better, and I'll be the first one to say it. I took the bait with this team. I took the cheese with this team in the offseason. How couldn't you? But in my life, we all know how this goes. Whenever you expect the Mets to be great, they fail to do so. And then when you least expect them to be good, when you expect them to be bad, that's when they overachieve. But this team, early on in the season, they were 21 games over freaking 500. 21! And if you would have told me when they were 21 games over 500, Zach, you would go into September with no optimism. Nothing tangible that you could hold on to and say, okay, you got to believe this team's going to get to back to the NLCS. This team's going to get to a World Series. And as Rob Manfred would say, they'll walk away with that piece of metal. That's where we're at right now. And the reason why this week was the final straw that breaks the camel's back is I was there on Tuesday night at Citi Field, coming off a nice win on Monday up against the Phillies. And on Tuesday at Citi Field, you saw good moments, you saw bad moments, but you walked out of the stadium with a smile on your face. You walked out of the stadium with the victory. And then Nolan McClain on Wednesday, it looked like Matt Harvey and Jacob deGrom had a baby and the offspring was McClain. He was sensational. He was electric. And the New York Mets, who own the Philadelphia Phillies, they swept them. So it was okay going to the weekend, Labor Day weekend. You get four games up against the Marlins. And I understand, hey, the Mets' history with the Marlins is no bueno. You remember 07. You remember 08. But four games up against the Marlins, I would have loved the sweep. But I went in there saying take 3 out of 4. And coming off the awesome sweep up against the Phillies on Wednesday, we get the alert. Jonah Tong's going to actually start on Friday. Everyone forgot about Thursday. And what the Mets did on Thursday really should have laid the foundation for the weekend that this was supposed to be and that this was going to be. Because the Mets, they didn't show up on Thursday. Then on Friday, Jonah Tong was good. He wasn't great. He was good. The Mets scored 9,000 runs. And it's like, oh, wow, okay. They erased Thursday. But yesterday, that was demoralizing. Today was pathetic. Yesterday was demoralizing. David Peterson not pitching well. It looks like they're going to get run out of their own building. And then Vientos, Soto with 2 home runs, 2 walks, 2 stolen bases. And that game's tied up 8-8. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Mets are going to go win this game. They're going to win this game. After the bad performance on Thursday, the awesome showing on Friday, they're going to go win this game on Saturday. But then in a snap of a finger, it goes to 9-8. And then the Marlins never look back. And I'm at a point, and I know it sounds like I'm mad. It's actually worse. Mets fans, I'm not even mad anymore. I'm disappointed. Like, you know when you were a kid and you messed up at something? Maybe you were like 7th grade or 8th grade. And your mom and your dad walked in your room and you thought, oh, you're going to get scolded. You're going to get yelled at. You know, you're going to get grounded. And mom or dad just walked in the room and they just said, you know what? I'm not even mad at you. I'm just disappointed. That's what hits you in the heart. That's what rips out your chest. That is the dagger, the knife going right through the heart and ripping every ounce of pride that you have out of your chest. That's what the Mets did on Saturday. And it leads into today, where use whatever adjective it is to describe just this team being lifeless. And Kodai Senga, who early in the season looked like he could be the Cy Young, that hamstring injury was the kiss of death to him. This is now just not, 2 months. This is when Kodai Senga gets the ball in his hand, it's batting practice. I don't know what happened with that hamstring injury. And he's been back since the middle of July. You can't tell me this guy's healthy. Because either he's not healthy or he sucks. And either option isn't good. And then afterwards, I'm hearing Carlos Mendoza today talk. And he says, quote, I'm pretty sure we're going to have some discussions about what's next for him. But our job is to get him right. Oh, Carlos, what have you been doing for the last 2 months? And I don't want to really bang on the manager here. And sometimes the manager, especially in this town, gets an unfair shake, and he was awesome last year. But the manager this year, who pushed every right button the second half of the season last year, he cannot push a right button right now. He couldn't push a right button to save his life right now. But this is more so on the players. You could crush the third base coach. You could crush the hitting coach. You could crush the manager all you want. This is on the guys in the locker room. Because, you know, outside of the two youngsters, the rotation has been garbage for a month. Then when the rotation decides to show up, the bats don't show up. Or you have a flip-flop where the bats don't show up, the rotation doesn't show up, the bats don't show up, and the rotation doesn't show up. You know, it's all over the place. But today was a total no-show from everybody. The only one that showed up, imagine, hot day, Sunday, you take the family out to Citi Field, you're trying to have a nice Labor Day weekend, and that game was basically over in the third inning. And I love Gary Cohen. I love Gary Cohen. But this just shows you how pathetic and how bad and how there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. Later on in the game, when Vientos gets hit by a pitch by Alcantara, and I don't know what the heck happened, but they're staring each other down, you had the most lifeless clearing of the benches I've ever seen. Lifeless. The fact that the guys were running in from the bullpen was a joke. And Gary Cohen's sitting there and he's saying, oh, maybe this is what they need to turn it around. Bull crap. Now, at least throw a punch. But they can't even appear to at least, you know, have a little fake outrage or a fake fight in them. This team's doing nothing right. And it pains me to say this. It does. It pains me to say this. Because this was supposed to be such a fun season. It wasn't a guarantee that this team was going to win the NL East. It wasn't a guarantee that this team was going to go to the World Series. It wasn't a guarantee that this year they were going to win the World Series. But this was supposed to be a fun season. And right, 2007, 2008, you factor it in, 2006, which was wonderful up until the NLCS. You know, ever since the Andy Chavez catch happened, it all went downhill from that in that Game 7 up against the Cardinals. But from that moment, and then you factor in 07 and 08 where they were a good team and they just choked. They urinated down their leg in September. I never thought it was going to get as bad as 07 and 08. I really didn't. And that gives me PTSD just talking about it. But this team is almost worse. Because here's why. It's still a slow death. They're dead. Right? Like they're in the bed. The New York Mets are still in the bed. They're lying in the bed. But you know they have no quality of life for this season. That's where this team...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is. But still, because the Reds aren't any good, and, you know, we decided to have 3,000 teams get added into this postseason, they're still going to make the playoffs. This Mets team is still going to be the third wild card team. They're not winning the NL East. That dream is over after what they did this weekend. And they're the only optimism I could give the Met fan today. The only thing I could say to the Met fan, you know, you actually want to have something go well for this team and maybe put a smile on your face with this team whenever the season ends, if somehow, some way they get the Phillies in the playoffs. And right now they wouldn't get the Phillies in the playoffs. They'd have to wait to the division round. And right now, who would say that the Mets, or the NLDS, excuse me, who would say that the Mets would get out of the wild card round? But if somehow you have the Phillies fall down to three in the division, you know, out of the three division winners, and the Mets are the third wild card, then they would get the Phillies. Because that's the only team they could beat. Hey, it's weird. The Phillies, one of the best teams in baseball. If the Mets played them for the rest of the season, I would actually feel confident. Because the Mets own the Phillies. They own them. But outside of that, and that's just hoping that the ball bounces your way. And let's be real, the ball has not bounced the Mets' way once this season. There is no light at the end of the tunnel right now with this team. And I understand the youngsters, right? Jonah Tong, it's one start, but he was good. Nolan McClain looks awesome. But outside of that, and hey, Soto's having a great season. It wasn't a good start, but now he's having a great season. But what do you look at with this team? If you are the most, like, the seven line's very positive. Tommy Lugauer, right? He's Mr. Positivity. You hear it every day on Evan and Tiki on the Fan right here in New York City in the afternoons. I want to hear from the positive Met fan. Because what are you selling me on? What are you telling me after what just happened this weekend where they lost 3 out of 4 games to the Marlins and the schedule now picks up in intensity? What are you selling me on? What are you tangibly selling me on where you could actually look me in the eyes and give me a reason to have some optimism? And I'll be honest with the listening audience. I bought a 20-game plan. 20-game plan this year to go see the Mets. Me and my best buddy. My best friend growing up as a kid, huge Mets fans. We bought a 20-game plan. The other day, right, they asked you to renew. You have until September 17th to renew. I'm going to renew for next year. I'm going to pick up the 20 games for next year. But then they also say to you, do you want to pick up postseason tickets? And in the 20-game plan, you get one for the divisional round, you know, the NLDS, one for the NLCS, and one for the World Series. And sure, they refund you. Sure, they could credit you to next year. But as we sit here on September 7th, you know, as we sit here on August 31st right now, and I have until September 17th to decide that, why should I just throw $500 down the drain for me and $500 down the drain for my buddy? You know, it's about $1,000 a ticket, even though it's refundable. Even though it's refundable. Even though you can move it over to next year, why would I throw it down on this team? Why? And I can understand next year optimism that you talk about, and this is what we do as Mets fans, right? We always talk us up for next season, but that's where I'm at. I'm talking myself up for next season. And sure, you have Jonah Tong next year for a whole season. You have Nolan McClain. We'll see if they'll bring up Sproat recently. If not, then you'll get him for all next year. You know, there'll be some good young pitching on this team. You still got Juan Soto. You still got Lindor. Vientos, he's been a nice surprise here in the last month. You know, we'll see if they bring Pete back. But for this season, for the 2025 Mets, which is supposed to be fun, which is supposed to be an entertaining team, and we're supposed to be a team that will put a smile on your face, there is nothing you could sell me on right now for where we are entering the final month of the season. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this team, Kodai Senga right now, and I know what Mendoza said, they can't let him make his next start. They're in a 6-man rotation right now. If you want to keep the 6, then you bring back McGill as he's coming back from the injury. If not, you bring up Sproat. But they cannot, Senga's got to be hurt. It's got to be a lingering hamstring issue or he tweaked something else. Because he's now been hot garbage for the last 2 months. And I heard him through the translator after the game. He's got no answers. He said he's never been in a stretch like this for his career. Never. Going back to Japan, baseball here, never has been a stretch like this. And he's just saying, oh, I got to get back to the pitcher that I was. So this weekend was a disaster. This weekend, and I was already done with this team in terms of me thinking that they could maybe go on and go on a great run. But there was like a 2 or 3% chance of me that lives in the moment, and I'm a fan, so if you hate it, you know, who cares, whatever, kill me for it. But there was a 2-3% chance after what this team did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, earlier in the week up against the Phillies, where I started to say, okay, maybe this is the last time that maybe this is finally the moment we've been waiting for the end of June, July, all of August. Maybe this is what is finally happening, and this is going to be the momentum where the pendulum finally swings back into the Mets' direction. That's what it was after Wednesday. Thursday they lose, Friday they win, Saturday it looks like they're going to get killed, they come on back, then they lose, and then today it was a putrid, lifeless, dull, insipid, embarrassing, pathetic, abysmal performance. The definition of lethargic. That's what this team was today. And they still got a month left of the season. They're probably still going to be a wild card team. But outside of that, what are you selling me on? Oh, yeah, at least they'll get to the playoffs. Oh, you know, the Mets, they don't usually get back-to-back years in the postseason. What they damn do? Because if you told me before the start of the year, this would be a wild card team, and then they lose in the wild card round, it would be disappointing. But it feels like I already have the script in front of me. And I'm just getting fed garbage after garbage after garbage after garbage, and it's been all summer long. You know, Frank the Tank, who I like. Frank the Tank, he usually jokes, oh, the Mets are in the June swoon, right? The June swoon has lasted through July, August, and it's probably going to last through the rest of September. We'll talk Mets, 888-808-1019. Charles Davis going to join us at the top of the hour at 820. Ryan Dunleavy will join us as well. We'll talk Jets and Giants. We'll get to the Yankees at some point, too, as their seven-game win streak did come to an end. But at least the Yankees give you a reason now to watch. At least they give you some optimism, and we'll see. The next four series are not easy. But at least the Yankees are playing better. They win seven in a row. They lose today. It happens. You're not going to win every single game for the rest of the season. But at least the Yankees can suck you back into maybe saying, okay, this has been a pretty bad season for most of it. Maybe it ends on a good note. The Mets right now, it was awesome to start. They came out of the chute with their underwear on fire. And right, we were doing the worm. We were having fun. We were having a party. And once again, 21 games over 500 at one point. And ever since, it's been an unmitigated disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.